Welcome to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, where the feedback is back.
I come down from the misty mountain.
Every week we scour the human highway to bring you the best Neil Young news and reviews, rumors and musings, plus rare unreleased tracks and live shows that will keep you rocking in the free world.
It's all one song!
The Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour is presented by WBKM.org in the heart of Burlington, Vermont. Now, from WBKM, here are your hosts, Eric Koval and Tony Gallucci.
And welcome, everybody, to the second installment of the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Bring on the double, Tony.
Hey, you know it, man. Good evening, Eric. Good evening, everyone around the world.
Yeah, really. Like we said to start the show last week, fantastic to get feedback after that debut show last week, Tony, from people all over the globe, from Hong Kong to Japan to England to West Virginia. A fantastic dialogue, and we really want to encourage that. Let's keep that going, because it's the community. That's what makes it a community.
Absolutely. And the Neil community, as we know, is a very strong community. They take it seriously.
And know that we're not always going to get everything right. I mean, the human element of this thing, you know, tough shoes to step in when you're talking about a catalog like Neil's. And you want to honor the man and his work respectfully, and you want to do it justice, you know,
exactly.
So tough.
And Neil's catalog, the most perfectly imperfect catalog of music ever.
Right.
And we say that with the highest, deepest respect. It is only a compliment when you say it about Neil.
Boy, I'm anxious. It feels great to be up here again. Anxious to dive deep.
All right. We've got news, but it's music, right?
It's the heart of summer. I mean, it's feeling great in Burlington, and once again, welcome everybody to the second installment of the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
All right, from Freedom, one of my favorites. All right, kid, go grab me a cheeseburger and the new Rolling Stone. WBKM.
Accomplished, nothing else could go wrong, so we balance. against the ashtray as he picked up the phone and said, send me a songwriter who's drifted far from home, and make sure that he's hungry, make sure he's alone, and send me a cheeseburger and a new Rolling Stone.
Without parole. Wish I never put the hose down. Wish I never got old.
WBKM.org.
Gypsy told my fortune. The gypsy told my fortune.
lose this place, just like we lost Atlantis. Brother, we gotta go sooner than you know. The gypsy told my fortune. Gypsy told my fortune. Gypsy told my fortune. She said it nothing showed. Oh, who put the bomb on the sacred altar? Why should we die if it comes our way? Why should we care about a little button being pushed by someone?
We're gonna lose this place, just like we lost Atlantis. It happened many, many times and many, many places, great civilizations don't think it can't happen right here. Hey, Eric?
Neil has done such a fantastic job, Tony, over the decades at drawing attention to issues that matter. My undergrad was history, and I homeschool the kids. Not that it's about me, but Neil has done such a remarkable job drawing attention to the human rights struggle of the Indian, right? I mean, from Pocahontas to Cortez, mm-hmm. to that tune Inca Queen that we played, or Like an Inca,
like
actually.
Inca Queen as well,
To the name of the band, Crazy Horse.
Mm-hmm.
We can't forget what's been done to the Indian.
The Native people's plight in this nation is... You know, everybody says it's disgraceful if you ask them about it. It's disgraceful, but what did they do about it? Nothing. No leaders have done anything to right the wrong. And this is, we don't want to turn it politicized. We don't want to parallel. You know, we don't want to you put people on lefts and rights here. That's not what this show is about. But there is sometimes just doing what's right.
Doing what's right and embracing, truly embracing the freedom of expression. Right? I mean, we played that first tune, Crime in the City, off of that album, Freedom, correct?
Right, Freedom.
Very important. It's an amazing right to be able to step in and actually take a stand. Thank you, Neil.
Well, Neil's never been afraid to take a stand, indeed. And with some caution, we'll do that here, too. Again, it's not a political show. It's not a talk show. And we don't want to just proselytize, but sometimes you just got to say what you believe. And hey, if you can accept it, great. If you can't, that's okay too.
Well, we know the validity and importance, the merit of learning our history. And boy, it's a fantastic story. And we're going to continue to tell this week over week, right, Tony? I mean,
we will indeed. You got it, man. One thing that people mentioned during the week of comments that we saw is making sure that we do let folks know about a tune and where it's from. Not everyone will know. Some of these tunes that we play may be a little more obscure. Like the fact that, Inca, like an Inca, coming from Trans. Now, that's just about Neil's most different and difficult album to embrace for some people. Yet that tune... sounds like it could have come from many other periods of Neil's
absolutely. But David Geffen, very, very frustrated. Huh? That's very
trans.
Understated with trans.
I remember going to see Neil on that tour at the Nassau Coliseum when I lived in Long Island. And, of course, down there, like many places, you buy your tickets a long way in advance. I mean, you buy your tickets 4 or 5 months in advance sometimes, and they're just sitting and you're waiting. And, we get on up to the theater, and there's this scuttlebutt of conversations. And, I'm not really that tuned in. I bought my ticket. It went away, and now here it is, and I'm ready to see Neil Young and something. And all of a sudden we find out that, he's got the voice box and... he's doing songs like Trans, and he ain't doing anything else.
Touring with Nils Lofgren.
Nils Lofgren,
and,
right. Very young,
Lofgren. You listen to that material now, and I still dig it, man. It's a different side. It's a different coloring of Neil. But he's a guy that's constantly reinventing himself, and I think it's important.
Yep, with Neil, you never... he teaches you us one thing, I think, more than anything, which is don't ask, because you're not going to get it. But you'll get something probably better than you could have ever dreamed up yourself.
You got it. Here we are, Tony, in the thick of summer. Nothing better than dancing on a summer night.
Take us there.
Off of Live Rust. It's When You Dance, I Can Really Love. Okay. Neil Young, Crazy Horse.
Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour.
You're listening to the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour, presented by WBKM.org, Burlington, Vermont.
Just walking in home.
straight from the horse's mouth. Our Neil Young News Report.
Smell the horse on this one.
With this week's update from thrasherswheat.org, here's Thrasher.
Thanks, Eric and Tony. Great to be here again on Thrasher's Wheat Radio, bringing you the Neil Young News of the Week. And once again, we do have a lot of Neil Young news this week. The big news is that the first leg of the Crazy Horse Tour wrapped up, and quite a leg it was. It was about three or four cities, and really, I think, has been well-received. Certainly, the reunion of Crazy Horse and Neil Young has stacked up to be everything that folks had been anticipating out of this reunion. And certainly, as a longtime fan, there's probably nothing that makes us Neil Young fans happier than to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse up there on the stage. The name of the tour was called Past, Present, and Future, and when you look at the set list that was coming out of this, we got a lot of past, and we apparently got a lot of future. We heard songs from what we believe will be the new album. Pancho San Pedro revealed it in a Rolling Stone interview to be titled Psychedelic Pill. And Psychedelic Pill was one of the new songs that was debuted on the first leg of the tour. In fact, seven new songs were debuted out of basically a 12, 13, or 14 song set. So almost half of these sets were new songs. So we got a lot of future, and that's a great thing. Some of the new song titles are Ontario, Walk Like a Giant, Twisted Road, For the Love of Man, Ramada Inn, The Psychedelic Pill, and then the only song from the new Americana album that came out earlier was Jesus Chariot. So one of the things that was coming back out of some of the concert reviews was just the interaction on stage, that everyone was smiling and having a good time. And if you've been watching a lot of Neil Young concerts over the years, one of the things you don't see too much is Neil grinning from ear to ear on stage. So that's certainly a happy thing, and all the new songs sound quite interesting, and some of them are even what are we like to label as epic. Walk Like a Giant, clocking in at something like 23, 24 minutes long, with shades of some of the other epic songs that have been written, like a Hurricane or a Cortez. So we'll have to see how that one evolves over the tour that's coming this fall, legs 2 and 3, which we're hearing that the legs this fall are going to be more of a true Neil Young Crazy Horse concert, whatever that means. But these shows, initial shows, did not have the Shepherd Fairey album artwork for Americana, and it didn't have, they did not have much of a stage kind of presence. It was pretty much just all about the music. So we'll have to see what happens with all that this fall. So very exciting. And then I guess a couple of other things that are coming up in the immediate future. Again, Farm Aid happening up in Hershey on the 22nd of September. And another new date was added since we last, our last broadcast, which is very exciting. There will be a free concert in Central Park, New York City. It'll be for Global Poverty, and Neil Young and Crazy Horse will be the headliners of a free concert in Central Park. So try and get your mind around that one, along with Foo Fighters and a bunch of other great bands. That should probably be taped, maybe broadcast, and probably also fall into the category of an epic once-in-a-lifetime event. So if you can make it up to New York City, please do so. Okay, well, I guess that's probably just the tip of the iceberg of Neil Young news this week. And tune in again next week. Check us out on the web at thrasherswheat.org. Tony, Eric, what are we going to play next?
Really so exciting to be a Neil Young fan in 2012. So much happening.
And I am one of those fans that's so excited that in 2012 we are going to see Neil and the horse in Hershey.
Oh, my gosh. To ride together again. What's it been? 10 years?
It's been a long, long time, man. Right. 10 years, I bet you it's been since we went to SPAC, right?
You know? I know.
Hey, so just before that great news piece from Thrasher, thank you much, Thrasher, for the up-to-date stuff. Go to the blog, of course, to get more and more.
Yeah, anything to do with that world. You know, as far as news, updating everything, my favorite spot for Neil News is thrashersweet.org.
And it changes every day or more than once a day, so check it out as often as you can, folks. Before the news feature, before the fresh wheat, When You Dance, I Can Really Love.
Beautiful, yeah, that's hot stuff. Yours, man. Makes you want to go out dancing, man.
From Lenoir's, or as you like to say, Lenoir.
Well, Daniel Lenoir producing that
exactly.
album.
Exactly.
You know, so a solo electric album. You know, fantastic. Oh, my gosh.
Sign of Love, that one. And then a little bit quieter, that, again, controversial, Just Singing a Song, Can't Change the World. You got to do something.
Yeah, I like that. You know, when we got a chance a few years back, one of the first times we had spent time with Neil, I was talking to Neil after the press conference, and Tony comes running up behind me, remember? And you were like, Neil, bailout's coming, but not for me. That's on that album.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, man, fork in the road, you know? Well, great to have you here with us this beautiful evening, and whatever it is for you, if you're listening on the podcast, which is available as soon as we can get it to Thrasher after the show. Listen in that way, however you listen. We appreciate it. A beauty coming up next, Eric. I won't say the title. Let's people find it for themselves. It's off Zuma, and it's got those great, great voices.
Yeah, the harmonies, right?
The harmonies, nothing like it. David Crosby, Graham Nash lending harmonies on this fine tune. Zuma, Thrasher's Wheat Radio.
City lights into paradise. I soar, unable to come down for reasons I'd ignore. Total confusion, disillusion. New things I'm sound of the birds.
it never comes true. 'Cause you and I've been through so many things together, and the sun starts climbing the roof. It's a dream. It's fading now, fading away. It's only a dream, just a memory without any way to stay. The morning away. His bicycle leans on an oak tree, while the cars rumble over his head. An airplane leaves a trail in an empty blue sky, and the young birds call out. It's a dream, only a dream, and it's fading now, fading away, only a dream, just a memory.
Everybody on banjo.
Well, another one of those beautiful, beautiful tunes from this event that we called Comes a Time, several years gone now, and the beautiful voice of a young woman who's now living in Hawaii, Mia Adams, doing For the Turnstiles with a very fine banjo picking in there. Max Krause, I think, is the gentleman's name.
Yeah, fantastic. You know, it's amazing how a tune can pull you right back to a certain time. It's almost like a smell or something. You know, you walk in, you can smell the cooking of the spaghetti sauce, and all of a sudden, I'm back home again.
Yeah, the spaghetti sauce, the turkey.
But I hear a banjo like that, mm-hmm. and that little bit of twang on For the Turnstiles, and I'm right back there. You know, that Neil Young Comes a Time fest.
Love it,
not a cloud in the sky. You know, sun going down orange over those Adirondacks. Huh? I mean...
A beautiful, beautiful thing. Beautiful performance there from Mia Adams.
Off of Prairie Wind ahead of that, it's a dream. It's only a dream, just a memory without anywhere to stay. I mean, lyrically, wouldn't it be nice to really look into these lyrics? I mean, so filled. I just understand Neil. You know, somehow my soul feels connected.
That's another show we haven't quite gotten yet. We have a show that's been waiting to go on Monday nights, folks. We'll tell you when that happens. And then just prior to that, beginning of that set of tunes from Zuma, Through My Sails. You know, how you could get such divergent voices together to sound so beautiful is one of those mysteries as to why Amit threw Neil into the CSN mix. And to play... against Steven's guitar, of course, but what comes out of it is this amazing beauty, this amazing harmony, Crosby and Nash on that one with Neil.
To see those guys on stage together, a fantastic. Oh. It gets to a point, you know, when you see Stephen and Neil, it's a duel. You know, on particular occasions I've seen them, it has been an all-out back and forth. But then they can approach those really tender tunes too.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Hopefully we'll get that round one more time after another round of Crazy Horse.
Yeah, really. Never end. Anyways, Tony, once again, just a great time connecting with you and connecting to this music. A big thanks goes out to Thrasher. Please get to his site, thrashersweet.org, for all your updates.
Absolutely. Eric, take us out.
Say, you keep on talking anyway.
This has been the Thrasher's Wheat Radio Hour. Stay tuned right now for Floydian Slip, followed at 11 by the Psychedelic Detached Garage. All only right here on WBKM.org. Burlington's kind of music.